smiler, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfield A, B, C.
Ha-ha yourself.
Well, we were just looking over the script for today's program. That's we're sorry for that interruption.
Go we couldn't restrain ourselves from laughing.
It was really a hilarious script.
One line right after the other was a real laugh.
It's been written for us, of course, by our script department.
And, did you see this one over here?
Let's see.
On page three.
Wait a minute.
we'll have to wait till we get to page three.
No, we don't have any music. Oh, that's the only thing that we haven't got on the program.
Matinee with Bob and Ray is a public service feature that is presented to
Miss Tickling. You'll have to excuse me, friends.
Monday through Saturday from 1 to 1:30.
Hello.
Now,
let's take care of this
downstairs, please. And, forget the stairs.
Will you put a couple of nickels in my car, Norm? That takes care of them, I think.
I think they want you to be dismissed.
As I look at this one here, it's not so funny.
Wait, which one's that, Bob?
Page five.
What's
it's not so good. Honey, it's funny.
Sure it is.
Yeah, the more I think of it, I guess...
It's pretty funny. Well, anyway, be that as it may, friends...
We'll get to all of those later, of course.
We must introduce the program formally.
How do you do?
WHDH takes very great pleasure and has gone to no expense to present Matinee with Bob and Ray.
It's a half-hour daily feature heard except Sundays across the board.
Across what board, Bob?
Well, that's a phrase we use here in radio, meaning day after day.
Radio land.
Here in Radio land.
It's 5 or 6 days a week.
8:50
at
radio
the very
late.
Same time.
Yeah,
that's across the board, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now then.
We have a new thing we're taking up today.
Yes, of course.
For any of you who possibly are planning to eat at a restaurant in the near future.
Those of you who like to put on airs.
We have gone to no expense, practically, and gone into quite a bit of research on this problem of impressing the waitress when you order your dinner in a restaurant.
There's only one drawback to that, of course. The more you impress a waitress... the bigger the tip you feel you should leave.
It's sort of a vicious circle.
And, of course, that is something that we all try to avoid.
Now, if you are nobody...
a real nobody. By that I mean you're nothing, brother.
We'll give you a few phrases which you can use when ordering your meal in a restaurant. And only while the waitress is at the table, of course. Don't continue these phrases after she leaves.
Well, there's
table.
No sense to it, really.
Because you don't want to impress the person with you.
It's best to have a companion with you. It's awfully hard to go ahead and do a lot of boasting without anybody to talk to.
No, I mean, the waitress will see through your flimsy scheme right away.
That's right.
However, if you have one or more peoples sitting at your table...
Yeah.
Here are a few suggestions on how to impress the waitress.
First of all, if you're in Boston, people in Boston don't hit their R's very hard. Now, a suggestion here would be to hit your R's like that, friends.
Hi.
Give them a Midwestern twang.
Right. Then they will think that you are...
from St. Louis or Indianapolis or Cleveland,
or
Ohio.
Peoria, Illinois.
Peoria, that's right. So be sure you hit your R's...
if you say, I will have orange juice, that right off the bat lets the waitress know that you are probably from out of town.
That's right.
Just exactly
or
where
two eggs sunny side up.
She would have some trouble possibly deciphering those words, but you would keep saying them over and over again.
And thank her, say, this was very nice water.
And say, ergs.
Sure.
And you understand English.
Don't forget to hit your eyes very hard.
Then, the problem of what to talk about to your companion at the table while the waitress is serving you comes up.
I suggest that just one little snatch of a sentence is enough, or a snatch of a sentence.
As if you had been talking about this same subject for several minutes.
Sure, you see the waitress coming, so you time your next sentence to begin with this. You figure that she'll be at your left side with the eggs... or pancakes, or waffles with sausage.
And just a footnote before Mr. Goulding demonstrates this, you will find it very convenient if you tip your companion off to letting you know when the waitress is approaching, if she approaches from behind you.
That's right.
All right. Now, what would you say in this case?
You time it so that you're saying this to your companion. I was pushing west from San Angelo one Tuesday morning when I noticed an oil gusher.
That's so, Charlie?
Yes, and then you see, she'll stop and hesitate and arrange napkins just to hear what happened to that oil gusher. If she does stay, then continue on.
Just continue on and make it sound as authentic as possible.
Say, so, you remember that you bought some land in Oklahoma, but you didn't know exactly where it was located.
Or something like this. Say, Charlie?
Yes.
All that straight stretch out of Abilene toward Houston?
Yes.
That straight stretch of road down there?
Yes, of
course. I was traveling out of there the other morning.
Yes.
And I got the bus, the caddy, up to about 990.
Uh-huh.
And I looked off to my right. Now, by this time, the waitress should have left your table.
Now, another thing.
But she'll be interested.
If your companion is a true friend of yours, he'll say, did you say a 49 Cadillac, cream-colored convertible?
You will say, of course, yes. And that, of course, hard eye proves that you are still from out of state. Now, another thing is to be surprised at things you see around you.
That's right.
Things which are not native to you, they're different, which to us seem commonplace, having lived here all of our lives.
Say, the public garden here in Boston is very, very pretty.
Yes, or
you don't have anything like that out the Bahamas way.
Or you could say something like, boy, this weather is quite a change, isn't it, from up there at the North Pole? Because you wouldn't use North Pole, you'd use something else, maybe.
Well, I don't know, as North Pole would...
I wouldn't get much...
No.
She wouldn't respect you anymore.
She wouldn't expect a tip. She'd probably expect a little piece of blubber left under the plate.
Then there are other things you can talk about.
But, friends, we can't go on with this forever.
We'll talk about it some other time.
If you want us to continue on how to influence people by being a complete and total phony, simply address a postcard to the Bob and Ray Phony Clinic here at this station.
I know, and you will be awarded the certificate which shows you are complete underhead.
Yes. All right, sir.
I think we should have... we don't have ours. We had our cigarette.
Yeah. Saturdays it goes 30 seconds early. Everyone is very happy to see. Do we have music arranged for today?
We have nothing arranged, as far as I know. Do we? Okay. Did you dig up something, Jim?
Congratulations to you, Jim, in your T-shirt.
Oh, he has a fine number out there.
Oh, wonderful.
This is something that's very unusual, probably for the first time on the air.
What is it?
I don't know yet.
Harry James, his trumpet, and, well, that was about all that showed up for that recording date.
Well, that was kind of carnival in West Medford or something like that.
Anyway,
speaking of that, there's a big carnival down in Cohasset on Monday, you know.
Oh, Bob.
This is the last chance I'll have to talk about it.
It's the last chance you certainly will dare talk about it.
Monday will be the big day. Actually, it's more than Labor Day. It's Cohasset.
Yeah, well, something in Lowell is going on so I could promote it.
Well, it's maybe something will, and I'll help you promote it, certainly.
Okay.
Now, this is going to begin at 9:30 in the morning.
Tell me, is Mr. Pratt still in charge down there?
I believe he's the publicity chairman. And this is the George Mealy Post, of course, which is putting on this shindig.
Sure. Oh, we don't have to hit our R's anymore.
No. There'll be a big parade in the morning.
Yes.
And...
Oh, incidentally, friends, that parade at Cohasset Labor Day morning is going to be right out of the world. For instance, there's going to be some straight shooters down there.
It's going to be the sheriff's posse of Massachusetts.
That's so. Right. And they're going to be riding out after some bad man.
Yeah. And then we're going to have a carnival.
That's right.
And be dart games and various things like that.
Hey, wait a minute here.
What's the matter?
Somebody's moving that chuck wagon, Eddie.
I think they are. They're moving the chuck, too.
Hey, Chuck, here.
Chuck, come over here.
Go ahead. Those are our vittles. We'll die out here in the rain like a couple of rats.
Did you call me?
Yeah, I thought you were taking the chuck wagon away. That's lively. I mean,
oh, no, I wasn't going anywhere. I was staying right here.
Well, look.
Look, Charlie.
Put it in the shade, will you?
Yeah. Roll it over there and park it in a semicircle. We may be attacked by engines.
I wanted to mention that the sausage you served us this morning at sunup was a little gamey.
But that...
I think it's in the sun a little too long.
That fresh creamy butter from nearby farms was very good.
I don't know. I thought it kind of picked up the flavor of the sneakers we had airing around.
Oh, and Chuck, I like them Parker House rolls you made. Mighty tasty.
Yeah, I want to tell you that I certainly enjoyed that hot frozen blueberry pie, too, by jingles.
Did you have yours cold or warm?
I had it hot. Hot frozen.
Hot frozen, I see. All right, let's
pretty get up here on our enemy horse.
Right,
help me up on my pillow. I'll give you boots. Hold steady.
Hold it there.
Hold it up.
There, you up there?
All ready.
Wait a minute. Come back here. Don't ride away.
I don't have any more lines, boss. So long.
I'm still on the ground. Don't leave me here.
So long, boy.
I'm not like a rat in here.
Get up on your own horse. So long.
Well, I guess I better walk.
So he walked all that day, the old wrangler. At length he came to a campfire which had just burned out. And sitting around this campfire was one man. And that man is here to tell his story tonight.
Thank you, Philo Bolton.
Tell us what...
Coming here to watch the folks talk is a real pleasure.
Tell us the amazing outcome of this unusual story, will you please?
I was curled around a forest fire. around a campfire.
Go ahead, uh-huh.
And two men came up to me and said...
I see, two men came
and
up...
And said, hello there.
Came up to your campfire and said, hello there.
What goes?
What goes?
I said, I don't know. I'm trying to keep warm here.
This was in
by
the middle
fire,
of...
By the fire, I said.
This was in the middle of winter, as I take it.
This was in the middle of August, and I took it.
All right, and what happened next, then?
Next, they pulled out a gun and said they were holding me.
Uh-huh.
Up, you can't do it, I said.
And then what did you do? You were in a tough spot there, certainly.
I certainly was. Philo, I didn't know what to do there.
Didn't know.
For a minute until the thought came.
And when...
To me, and I jumped to my feet and said, fight it out like...
You said...
Men, and we started to scramble around the fire.
Fight it out like men and scramble around the fire.
And we both fell over a dangerous precipice.
Uh-huh. And what was the amazing end to this story?
The bottom of that precipice that was located, fortunately
right,
for me...
Go right ahead. Please control yourself.
A pile of soft coal.
Well, that's certainly is a wonderful ending to this amazing story, which you hear only on Us the Folks Mumble.
Excuse me, did this phone ring, Bob?
Hello?
I think it did.
Yes, of course.
Sure.
Certainly, this is America calling people all over. And everything.
What do they want? Are they going to send us some money or something?
You want to send us some money or something?
I can tell that they don't by that look on your face.
Uh-oh. Well, I think you better take this call.
All right. Hello?
See, I didn't have any more lines that time either.
They want to give us some money, do they? Oh, they don't. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. No.
Bob, you know you have a loose front tooth.
I don't have very good lines either. Well, look, we have two commercials today, and one is scheduled, the first one is scheduled for 21 minutes after one, but it's time now, I think, to have it, don't you?
Well, in as much as... Well, maybe we have another recording out there. Would you care to play something else by Harry James, please?
Why don't you play some other number by Harry?
Go ahead.
Oh, use your imagination, for goodness sakes. This will take a few seconds for him to find it.
Thanks, Harry. Harry James and his trumpet friends.
What's on the other side of that? Maybe there's a more interesting composition on the other side of that record. I don't
Incidentally,
remember.
There's an album of these Harry James records, in case you'd like to have them.
They'll be either on long playing. The long playing sounds something like this. If you can... I think you have that album out there, don't you? Long playing is a little bit different.
Incidentally, friends, the long playing will be a little cheaper in the long run.
Demonstration of both the short playing and the long playing.
That was Harry James and his woodwind.
How about this television thing?
Oh, yes, friends. Have you got a nickel? Have you got a telephone? Have you got a minute?
Incidentally, we had a letter from someone this morning who said that they didn't have any one of those three things.
Well, then, you cannot qualify for this little thing. Now, this little thing is this. If you call Richmond, remember, friends, it's not Richmond, Virginia. It's Richmond... Boston, 217-50 now. You can enjoy television in your home today.
A Zimbul phone call.
Well, that's an amazing offer, but stand by, because you'll hear how you can do it.
Yes.
The House of Television, New England's largest exclusive television... That's another one, friend. If you're being a Midwesterner today at a restaurant, you hit exclusive like that.
Exclusive.
Yeah. They will deliver an Admiral television console set to your home without any obligation, without delay, and without a penny's cost to you. Now, remember, this is not just any television set. Any television set at all.
Oh, it is? Yeah.
Oh, not a small table model, friends, but Admiral Television, one of America's top brand names, nationally advertised from coast to coast. Phone Richmond 21750 now. Special operators are awaiting your call. They have the earphones pressed down on their head. Incidentally, they all have whiffle cuts.
The better to hear you by.
That's right. Those earphones are snug to their ears so they won't miss one of your words. And when you want your set delivered, the House of Television will have it in your home right on time.
Now, to demonstrate how simple these phone calls to House of Television are, we will make one right here in our studio while we are on the air.
Operator, will you get me the House of Television, please? That's Richmond 21750. Thank you. I'll stand by here.
Getting it for you.
It's ringing now, friend. Hello, hello there.
Hello?
Hello, House of Television, Richmond 21750.
This is Oscar McGartnickel speaking.
Is that Richmond 21750?
I would think it was. It always has been.
Touché, sir.
That's three, boy.
Look, I heard them two men on the radio.
Bob and Strom?
Matinee with Bob and me there.
Oh, yes. We've heard about that program.
Well, I heard
that... We can't do anything now, of course. It's the long holiday weekend. Come Tuesday morning, we plan to take drastic measures.
I'm sorry
if they've caused you any inconvenience, sir.
No, they haven't, sir.
Well, then, just what did this call mean?
Well, I simply wanted...
To be led to believe?
Well, I called up to see if you'd bring out an Admiral television set to my very home tonight so I could enjoy television.
We'd be glad to do that. Where do you live, Draken?
Yes, sir.
Where do you live? 404 Spruce Street?
That's right, sir.
And what's your name, Ed Sturley?
That's right, sir.
Righto, and you want an Admiral console television...
Now, look, I don't want just any set. I don't want a small table model.
You want an Admiral set from the House of Television.
That's exactly
what
I want.
Why, you call Richmond 21750.
You're right, sir.
Right.
And look, when can I look for you?
What time do you want it? 7:30? Righto.
Okay.
You'll have it out there then.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and may you enjoy many pleasant pictures.
Thank you, sir. So, friend,
goodbye.
Judge the sensational performance of Admiral Television yourself.
Now, I'll say good night and 30.
Don't take my word for it. Maybe you'd rather decide for yourself. So, the only way to do it is to have the Admiral set installed in your house for a free trial, look at it, enjoy it, and then buy if you want it. If not, tell them to fold it up and scram.
No hard feelings at the House of Television.
Not a whiff.
Yeah, we've given them their time, I guess.
Well, we've got our time to make up too, Bob.
Incidentally, we may or may not be here on Monday.
It's
for any of you who are wondering.
It's up to old Jupe Pluvius, friends.
I know. If it rains, we'll be here.
Of course, you know, Monday, the doubleheader between the Sox and the Senators starts earlier this year. Starts earlier this time of the year because the darkness sets in a little earlier now. So the doubleheader will start at 1 o'clock Labor Day, Monday afternoon at Fenway Park. Now then, in the event it rains, of course, and there'll be no doubleheader in that case, then we will be on the air at 12:35, Bob. Or 1 o'clock.
We'll be on at 12:35 if we're not on at 1.
Uh-huh. This is going to be very confusing as we go along, friends.
It's going to be more and more confusing.
So,
Thanks
very much.
George, that's an accomplishment to go after.
Never thought of that, Bob.
Well, that's Monday on the same program.
That's right.
And thanks to all my crossword puzzle fans sending in those nice letters.
What do you mean, your crossword puzzle fans?
Don't you follow my crossword puzzle in Hobo News every month?
No, I don't, Bob.
I'm the man who makes it up now.
I can't get that three-letter word for frozen water.
Well, if you can't get that, I would advise you not trying, because the other words are harder.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Let's see what's in the morning paper. Herald, of course. My name is Goulding. I always read the Herald.
I read the Traveler.
And what's your name, sir?
McGartnickel.
Oscar. Say, I was seeing somewhere. And incidentally. But I did see where Grantland Rice predicts the Red Sox will win the pennant this year.
Well, that comes from a good source, I suppose.
Grantland Rice is, of course, the granddad of all sports writers. And,
I have a cold. I do believe. Well, maybe it's just hay fever.
I think it is hay fever.
This is hay fever season, man.
Grantland Rice went on to say that he thinks that the Sox will win the pennant because the Yankees have done all the luck all year, and that their luck cannot hold up in this sprint to the wire.
Mm-hmm.
In September. And I seem to go along with Grant on that.
All right.
And,
when did you first hear this record?
Well, I'll tell you, it was a funny thing, Bob. I was pushing west out of San Angelo, Texas one morning.
There's no waitress here. You don't need to do that.
Oh, well, I heard this record one day over in the...
What did you like, the arrangement of it, or the special instrumentation, or what?
I didn't like anything.
Did you like the way the thing was set up?
No, I didn't like
the vocal on the thing.
No, I just like the sentiment of the words.
Mm-hmm.
I love.
Do you like the lyrics and the music? You think fits the lyrics pretty well?
The song went on to say the gist of
what. When did you see him last?
Thursday.
Band leader.
Who, Bob?
The band leader on this particular record.
I haven't.
What record was this you were talking about?
I Love You Truly by Franklin McCormick, backed up by Wayne King.
Oh, I see.
Who is backed up by the Chicago Police Force.
This is your favorite personal record, is that right?
One of my favorites. I think any collector of records hasn't got a record in his house if he doesn't have this record.
Well, I think you have a good point there, and I think it's time that we should spin it right
now. Yes, Frankie McCormick reading I Love You, My Darling.
Remember the name.
That's not his newest record, Jim. I think you had the wrong number there. The one we were looking for. Will you go out and check in the control room and see just why the lid has blown off out there? I think the roof has fallen in or something. You must have something out there that you could, you do. No, they're not either. That was a train
passing by. And
that's
next.
Good.
This next...
What did you pick next?
Incidentally, friends, this is Jazz Album Program. This is where we two jazz experts...
we sit down and informally discuss the various points and counterpoints...
And harmonics.
Harmonics.
Different records.
Different records.
We go from, say, the New Orleans-type jazz right up through Chicago jazz, St. Louis jazz, and...
And all the way back to bebop.
Bangor jazz a little bit, Tom Dunn. Mm-hmm. I mean, it isn't the
next one, friends, is a bop from Buffalo to Burlington.
And from Baltimore to Bucyrus.
You're right, I.G.
Incidentally, this record here that we're going to play next is a short one. I remember when this particular record was made, and I think there's a story behind it that you people would be interested in. It seems there was this little horse named Black Beauty. And this little horse one day came home and went up to the mommy horse and said, Mommy, I want to get interested in jazz. I want you to buy me a few jazz albums. Black Beauty called me on the phone.
This is certainly a story behind the song. I had no idea that this particular number. I happen to have heard this several times.
And I said, well, all right, I'll go ahead and I'll see if I can make a record that will be his very own.
I didn't know that this story was behind this particular song.
And I did. I called in some of my friends. Together, we made this particular record. It isn't available, I don't believe, nationally, I don't think you can buy it at all, as a matter of fact. It's in the hands of a few people, a few privileged few.
And its use, of course, is restricted to various programs. We couldn't hear it on every program.
Well, in fact, I think we're the only station that has this.
We do have record. We have exclusive rights to this one, and as long as we can imagine, we will have.
I don't think that any other station has it. At least I haven't heard this on any other station. So I think it's another first for us again.
Well, we suggest you write to your favorite disc jockey, whatever station it happens to be,
and ask him to play it for you.
Request this particular number because you'll be helping him to help his listeners to help you, his listeners.
And help us, too. So let's make this song a big hit on every radio station in the country.
Let's sell 50,000 copies.
WHBH.
Also, that was swell. I like the vocal outfit. That was Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame.
I think it was six hits and one foul ball.
And Mr. Alessi's trio was in there, too.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
They really wrapped that one right up. Well, now here's Harry back again.
Incidentally, friends, in case you're having trouble, that is, if you don't know how to repair your dented and cracked ping-pong balls, and I can run into money. Bob and I have a method of repairing, which you'd be very happy to learn about, I'm sure.
What is that method? I hadn't heard about it.
Well, we tie them with string. That is, we put a piece of string around the ping pong ball and dip them into a glass of acetate.
Oh, I see.
Then we take them out and hang them up to dry on the clothesline or anywhere. Mm-hmm. And then you'd be surprised that the acetate will fill that thing right up.
Well, that's good.
The only thing, friends, is no bounce left.
But if you just want to have those ping pong balls lying around the house and have them look in good shape.
That's right. I mean, if you are a table tennis fan, and who isn't?
Right.
Then you'll want to keep your ping pong balls in A1 shape.
The very personable and capable young table tennis champ is right here. And he's looking at me and Norm Prescott, too, at the same time. His head's going back and forth. And he says he'd like to hear Harry James again.
Okay, Harry.
The Labor Day weekend marks the beginning. How can you be serious on an announcement? The Labor Day weekend marks...
Excuse me, are you a radio announcer?
I'm an announcer. The Labor Day weekend marks the beginning of a gala series of Greyhound races at Wonderland Revere. A series of programs bringing to post the greatest of the American racing stars in holiday all-feature events. Now, tonight, the bright spotlight will be on the 10th race, another of the popular long-distance features, which brings to post Funny Shuffle, War Relic, You and Him, Air Brakes, Revere Special, Twilight Harmony, Refreshing, and Heath Hollenbeck. The first time, the post time for the first race is 7:45, The daily closes doubling at 7:30. Revere is near from Boston by MTA from Maverick Station and from everywhere over or on wide highways. Floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive, so don't miss tonight's great Saturday night racing show at Wonderland Revere, the track that stars the champions.
You're through, I hope.
Yeah.
Well, I think that will do it for the day, Bob. I want to thank you for coming up here.
Okay, well, I've enjoyed it, certainly, and I'll go back to the big city and tell them all about it.
Well, and...
I visit here next time I'm in town.
I'll be back Monday, friends.
We'll be filling that 1 to 1:30 spot with a couple of bots from Buffalo to...
Binghamton. Well, I guess that's it. But we want to thank everyone for coming along.
Playing along with us in this half hour.
Realizing that both
Here's
Bob and I are
on page six. Great. Did you see this one on page six?
Too bad we didn't read the script today.
We didn't quite get up to page six.
Matinee with Bob and Ray is a public service feature. It's a copyrighted feature, cannot be copyrighted, and cannot be featured copied. So long. Goodbye, and good luck to me. Right if you get work and hang by your thumbs. This is radio station WHDH in Baghdad.
Remember the name of Lydia Pinkham, whose medicine for women brought her fame.
You ladies, between the ages of 38 and 52, it's always wise to check up on yourselves.
Does this climacteric age in women make you feel so nervous, restless, high-strung, so weak and tired?
Then here's a little tip. Try Lydia Pinkham's vegetable compound to relieve such symptoms.
I can tell you confidentially that thousands upon thousands of middle-aged women have reported...